From the studios of NPR West, this is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick.
And I'm Noah Adams. Coming up, a timely question for the outgoing mayor of Dallas, Texas. When she leaves, will she turn out the lights?
First, scary stories on the climate. The Maine International Climate Study Group issued another report today confirming global warming. It predicts catastrophic change if things go on as they are. Hunger, disease, floods, avalanches.
And the journal Science has a new paper that says the American Southwest is going to suffer drought as a result of all of this. The paper says conditions will be like those that produced the Dust Bowl back in the 1930s. The changes are likely to be permanent.
One of the co-authors of the study is Yohanan Kushner. He's a senior research scientist at Columbia University's Lamont Doherty Earth Observatory. Mr. Kushner, the areas covered by this study you report are Kansas to California and down to Mexico. So that's a pretty big area.
Yes.
And the report I noted said early on, this is anthropogenic climate change that you're studying. That means human cause. So this is really things that are going to happen because of carbon emissions.
Yes.
Okay. Those two things being clear, you actually haven't done new research here. What you've done is pull together a bunch of models and kind of compare, and you find that 18 out of 19 different modeling projections for the future sort of agree on what's going to happen. What is going to happen? What's it going to be like?
What we are looking at is there are areas in the globe which normally get less rainfall than others and areas that get more rainfall than others. What we find out that in a broad sweep view, these dry areas that lie in the regions that we call the subtropics, between the tropics where it rains a lot and between the area where which is usually visited by moving lows and highs and where it also rains quite a bit, that in-between area will get drier almost globally, both in northern and southern hemisphere, and the other areas that are normally wet will get wetter. But this study particularly focuses on the western half of the U.S., and the reason for that is because we've been worried for a while about a long drought that started in 1999 or so and has continued till the present in these western states of the U.S. and in northern Mexico.
You talk about more or less permanent climate change. I mean, things are going to get drier, and they're going to stay drier. It really is a change in climate.
Yes, it's a change in the baseline and what we call climatology of this area and other areas around the world.
And it's underway already, you say. At least you think it's already underway.
Right. The decision of how to attribute present changes to the cause of global warming is what should be based on a much more careful study. But from bits and pieces of other papers that are published, other works that my colleagues are doing, there is a picture that's starting to emerge that this is different from what we have experienced until now, and that we are already beginning to see the future. That, in addition to the fact that we see in the model runs a trend, a tendency that to increase drying in this particular area, yes.
Your paper refers back to the Dust Bowl of the 1930s.
Yes.
Can you describe what those conditions were actually like?
During the Dust Bowl, we had a deficit in rainfall over a large area, mainly the northern plains of the U.S., not exactly in the area that we are talking about today, which lies further to the south. But in those days, the conditions of dry weather, not enough rainfall, were exacerbated by excessive dust storms. And when we are saying we are looking back into the Dust Bowl, where we had a deficit of about 10% compared to the normal precipitation in the region, we are not talking about the dust. We are talking about the deficit in rainfall. The dust was caused by other reasons. People believe today that it was caused by different agricultural practices than we have today. But in terms of the drying, in terms of the reduced rainfall averaged over the entire decade of the 1930s, this is more or less what we are looking into. It's becoming permanent in the middle of the century, in the middle of the 21st century.
The NPR Science Desk hates it when I say that there are scary stories, big things going to develop. But is this scary, do you think?
I think it's scary in the sense that something will have to be done. And in fact, we're already seeing things being done in the West. From looking at the newspaper, I can see that there is continuous reports on the governors being concerned, on city mayors being concerned, on dedicating resources.
Would you move to the Southwest now?
I was asked this question yesterday, too.
You were.
I think that modern society like ours can adapt to this kind of change by distributing water differently between agriculture and city life? It's a tough question. People have to maybe start examining it on a personal basis.
Yohanan Kushner is a senior research scientist and a co-author of the new paper in Science magazine on drought conditions in the Southwest. Thank you, Yohan Kushner.
Thank you very much, too.